We respond to the hearing of the preaching of God's word, first by affirmation of faith with the Apostles' Creed found on page 14 in the large blue book, the Ecumenical Version. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Join me in prayer for the service of giving. Oh God, we pray that you will increase our mindfulness of giving with a thankful heart. Help us to have a thankful heart for all that is given, not only to us, but to all of us, to give to each other and to sacrifice for one another. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Deacons, come forward, please.
As we prepare to share the prayers of the people, I will share the ones that I have been given, and then I will offer you the chance to offer your own prayers as well. Please pray for Ella Hughes, Becky Lindsay's friend. Her husband has been in the hospital for 3 months, and Ella is wearing out, losing weight, and very tired. So please pray for Ella. Ella has worshipped with us before, is that correct? And, okay. Yeah, she was not very big to begin with. So please continue to pray for Ella Hughes. Continue to pray for Fred Toe and Richard Lindsay. Fred is working hard on his job search, and if you have ever gone any length of time between jobs, you know how stressful that is. And so please pray for Fred and Richard. But we have a joy also from the Lindsays that Chris Livingston, Becky's brother-in-law, is now at home recovering from his bypass surgery. So that is a wonderful, wonderful news. From Janet Statmiller, we have that her friend Ruth, we pray for her friend Ruth as she prepares for cancer treatment, for her friend Mercy, who is getting ready for her last chemotherapy treatment, for Janet's brother Bruce, who is preparing for back surgery, and for her friend June, who is having troubled times. Sandy Brown's sister, Linda, hospitalized with pneumonia, and Pam and Paul Miller are both ill with the thing that we've all had. And her neighbor's mother passed away Friday from complications of Alzheimer's. Kim has been having digestive problems for about a month, and she's going to see a specialist soon, so let's pray for Kim. We pray for Roy because he has the crud as well. And are there other prayer requests that we have today? Yes, Becky?
I think we should pray for Shane and Andy.
Definitely. That's a great idea. Are there other? Yes, Jean?
Lisa Glyer is at home.
Is at home? Okay. Other prayer requests?
Nancy.
Oh.
She's still in the hospital.
Nancy, oh, wow, okay.
She's home in my back. As of yesterday.
Is she over in Fort Thomas or is she over?
Fort Thomas.
Okay. Jim?
I'd like to continue prayers, if I may, for Ted Houston. He's going to visit 3 or 4 doctors and specialists this week to try to get the ultimate permission and go ahead for hip surgery to remove a lot of the pain that he's been dealing with. So please keep Ted and his wife Carol Houston in your prayers this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Did you want to add your friend? So pray for Matt Hurst on the loss of his father and Deb and the rest of the family as well. Are there any other prayer requests? And we will turn our hearts and minds to God. You will remember that I will begin and then we will close all together. Loving God, we offer to you the concerns of our church, our community, and the world, with the prayers that we now offer to you. Gracious and loving God, we pray to you today for many concerns, concerns that we have that are personal to us, concerns that we have for people that we know, for communities that we live in or that we know about, places in the world that we may probably have never been, but we hear about on the news, that are suffering from violence or suffering from drought or suffering from poverty. Many places in your good creation seem not so good places to be. And we ask that you focus your attention particularly on those places and that you help us and lead us to focus on those places as well, doing what we can do through prayer and action to help in whatever way that we can, particularly through our Nicaragua Water Project, that's helping bring clean water to people who have not had it before. We pray for our community, for our neighbors in Fort Wright, and for our neighbors in Peelsburg and Monte Cassino, all of those who are around us, who may need to know who you are, God, those who already worship, those who may not worship, but may they feel the love coming from us into their community and your love coming to them as well. May we not put a bushel basket over our church so that its light will not shine, but may we become the shining light on the hill that we are meant to be. Lord, we pray for many people in our congregation or connected with our congregation. We pray for Roy, who is sick. We pray for him to recover quickly. We pray for Nita Clyer, who is at home and doing better. We pray for Shane and Angie, who have approached us with needs several times. We don't quite know their situation, Lord, but we ask for your guidance in knowing how to help them and how to help others who are in their situation. We pray for Nancy Ziegler, who continues to suffer from low blood counts and who is hospitalized. We pray for Matt Hurst and the loss of his father, and for Deb and the rest of the family as they support him. We pray for Ted Houston as he makes his way through all of the hurdles that he has to cross in order to have surgery on a very painful hip, and for Carol, his wife, as she supports him. We pray for Becky's friend Ella, whose husband has been in the hospital for 3 months. We pray for her as his caregiver and as his spouse, as she is also suffering. She is wearing out. She is losing weight. Gracious and loving God, we ask for relief for her. We ask for resolution to her husband's illness, and we ask for support for her from family and friends and wherever it may come. We continue to pray for Fred in his job search. May something come for him quickly, and for Richard as well, as they support each other. We pray with joy for Chris Livingston, who is at home now, recovering from his bypass surgery after a month of being in the hospital and being in rehab. We are very happy and we praise you for this recovery. We pray for Ruth as she prepares for cancer treatment. We pray for Mercy getting ready for her last chemotherapy treatment. We pray for Janet's brother Bruce preparing for back surgery, and for her friend June, who is having troubled times. And we pray for Sandy Brown's sisters, Linda, who is hospitalized with pneumonia, and Pam and Paul Miller, who are ill with bad colds. We also pray for Sandy's neighbor's mother, who passed away Friday from complications of Alzheimer's. We pray for the family and hope that they will receive the support and comfort that they need. And we pray for Kim Sewer, who has been having digestive problems for about a month. She's going to see a specialist soon, and we pray that the specialist will be able to Help her find a way to heal so that she will have the energy and the strength to be the mother of the three little girls, the wife to Mark, and the worker at the vet hospital. Lord, now in the quietness of this place, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Amen. Let us pray together. We thank you, O God, for loving us and caring for us in our times of joy and of sorrow. May we continue to feel your loving kindness through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our homes, our communities, and the world. Amen. Our closing hymn is Shalom Shavarim, Farewell, Good Friends. And if you can, sing the first time in the Hebrew. As we go forth from this place, I wish you shalom, the peace of Christ that goes with us and stays with us and helps us to be God's people in the world. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.